about a $300 million investment, and it's a Jeff Gordon-designed track. That's something that we're hoping will be breaking ground this year, and could be open as soon as the last quarter of 2018, perhaps, if not then, first quarter 2019. So that's a big investment.
Obviously a big investment, and hopefully a big return on investment expected.
Right. Well, for Fort Erie, what it means would be, of course, increased tax assessment, but a lot of jobs. And there are a couple of components with it that are very attractive to Fort Erie. One of them is the connection with educational institutions. So Brock University, McMaster University, and Niagara College all have working agreements with Canadian Motor Speedway and programs with respect to automotive and engineering. So it's going to be in the vicinity of Gilmore Road and Bowen Road, so to the west of those of the Queen Elizabeth Highway, between those two roads. It's about an 823-acre parcel of land. It also has an industrial component, so that there'll be opportunities for construction of investment, probably high industrial prestige investment, and also some commercial investment, probably a hotel, some retail, that type of thing.
So, are you guys also trying to attract American businesses to that?
Absolutely. When that opportunity starts to proceed, we know that there'll be some other investments made in Fort Erie, because we've already been dealing with other investors, whether commercial, whether recreational, industrial.
And how many jobs might be created by this?
There'll be about 1,000 jobs in terms of the actual construction. And then thereafter, it really depends on the state at which the development is done. So it'll be initially the track with the grandstand, and they're hoping to run up to 250 events per year. Some of those will be large-scale racing events. So it's not NASCAR, but it'll be in that range. Aside from that, there'll be concerts, there'll be all kinds of other events and activities. So they'll be employing people for all of those. Actual numbers, it's hard to say at this point, as I said, until we know exactly which stage of development they're at. There's some industries, there'll be jobs associated with that. There's a hotel and some commercial, there'll be jobs associated with that. So at this stage of the game, that's a little difficult to say specifically. Just the reason Fort Erie was chosen primarily is because it's right in the middle of a very large market. It not only captures the greater Toronto area, but it also captures a large area in the United States. So really within 8 hours of Fort Erie, I think there's I don't know whether it's a quarter of the population of Canada and eastern United States. I think it is. So it's quite a large catchment area, and they're expecting that there will be a lot of American racing fans who will come to these events, and we know that there are a lot of Canadians who are very much into race car driving. So, yeah, they think it's going to be quite successful, and as I said, there'll be other events which will attract, even have the potential, actually, to the race course with the stadium will be established so that you could actually do one of these winter classic hockey games, where they play outdoors, the NHL teams. So it's, even that's a possibility.